Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your White Face Insider Snowcast for Monday, January 2nd, 2023. It's ski and ride day 41 of the season. With temperatures dropping below freezing last night, our snowmakers jumped on the opportunity. They were up all night doing what they do best, making snow. And they make snow solely for the purpose of skiing and riding. So if you think about it, it's kind of rude not to show up today. We anticipate opening with 9 lifts and 32 trails today on loose and frozen granular conditions. Like I said before, temperatures dropped below freezing last night, so be mindful of the road conditions. We will see some snow showers mainly before noon. It is going to be a mostly cloudy day with a high in the mid-30s. A west wind of 8 to 15 miles per hour. The USASA Slopestyle is back on January 8th. For more information, visit usasa.org. The Skier Responsibility Code states that you must know how to be able to load, ride, and unload lifts safely. If you need assistance, ask a lift attendant. Know before you go. Buying tickets online in advance is still required. You will be unable to purchase in-person tickets, so plan accordingly. Sun safety. Exposure to UV rays increases by up to 5% for every 1,000 feet above sea level. Snow also presents further risk as it can reflect UV rays, sometimes up to 80%. This means that when spending time outdoors in the snow, you need to protect your skin. Before you head to the mountain, make sure to pack a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to maximize your fun in the sun. Know the zone. Every skier and rider gets 15 feet of space. While on the hill, avoid collisions by giving others 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are present, go even slower and give them even more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control to obey the 15-foot zone. We thank you for your cooperation and understanding. I thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the slopes.